I'm George, and I'd like to be like one of those engineers that create the science equipment to make experiments happen, like explosions.
My name's Harry, and I'd either like to be a chemist or an aeronautical engineer.
My name's Marley, and I would like to be an engineer that sort of builds houses.
My name's Maggie, and I'd also like to be an engineer who creates all of the equipment and everything.
My name's Will, and I'd like to work in a lab and make all the science happen.
So Anne, tell me a little bit about this assembly.
Today's assembly is to launch our Science Week, which coincides with British Science Week, and also to celebrate the fact that the school has now become a beacon school for science, nominated by our providers, and that is Empiribox. The whole week, okay, will be dedicated to science. We've got visits out in Sussex to the observatory. We have a planetarium coming along. The whole theme for the week is discovery and exploration, so that will link to other parts of the curriculum. And we've got sessions for parents to come along and learn with their children. So we're hoping that it will be a real celebration of science. It gives 100% involvement of the children. If you walked into the classroom, you wouldn't find a single child off task. And they're having a lot of fun learning. I don't think they sort of see it as learning. They're just having a great time with it.
And it's not just a case of this is science, this is what we're going to learn. You're trying to incorporate it into other subjects as well, aren't you?
Yes, it is discrete taught during the sessions, but it does spill over into everything. And in Science Week, you know, each class has a book, a storybook that is linked to the topic in their class. It goes over into history. We've been up to the Natural History Museum. We've linked it to our STEM program, which is Science, Technology, Engineering and Mathematics. And we've had visiting providers to come in to build cars with the children. It spills over into the robotics club and that the 2, 5, 6 teachers do, but some of the younger children attend that as well. So yes, it's looking for opportunities in all the other subjects as to how you can make it relevant to the real world.
Yeah, certainly. And something that you're also trying to promote this week is the idea of STEM careers. And for many people, they might be thinking, gosh, should children as young as sort of 11 and 10 be thinking about sort of their careers and things like that? But obviously, like we kind of said, it is something that is needed and going forward. So how are you going to kind of approach that in a way that's kind of child friendly?
If it becomes part and parcel of what they do and they're enthusiastic about it, they're more likely to want to carry on with it when they get to secondary or into society. So, you know, if they don't know what is available, then they're never going to turn to it, are they?
You must feel a real sort of sense of achievement with it.
Yes, we do feel a real sense of achievement because it is something, I think, that is new, different and long overdue. And it doesn't limit children's learning. It allows them to be creative, and we see that in everything that they do in other subjects as well. You know, they have a real risk-taking, can-do kind of attitude, which, yes, it makes us very proud.